Well, Father, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all honor and all glory. Father, as I look around, these people really have come out to sit at your table and be fed fresh manna from heaven. They want to be changed. They want to be different when they leave here than when they came. So, Father, I'm asking that your holy angels be walking to and fro throughout these chairs, ministering to your people. And whatever their need is, Father God, you know, meet that need tonight. And I thank you for the river that's running deep and wide, Father. I know that I know that I know that that river is here now, and you're not going to withdraw it. And we just give you honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I made the mistake of singing. Now my throat's all clogged up. And that's all right. We'll just muddle through this, all right? Tonight, I'm just going to go through a few things that I think we need to be aware of. Well, we know that Judge Kavanaugh is now in office. And we now know that everybody made a fool of themselves. Yeah. But on September the 29th, I went before the Father at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, Father, did Judge Kavanaugh disqualify himself by lying under oath and about the drinking? And I knew when they were talking about that he lied. I just knew it in my spirit, all right? And God said, no, he did not. But there will be some repercussions from the lie. It is far better to tell the truth than to lie. If he would have trusted me totally and fully, everything would have been okay. He will be appointed into this position, but will have to face embarrassment for what he has done. I so desire to have godly men and women in office, but they must not perjure themselves in any way. I am well able to take care of my own. And I want you all to apply this to yourself. He will get through this, but it is a very hard way to learn a truth. And the truth that he is learning is that it is better to tell the truth right up front. The FBI investigation will go well. They will overlook some things and say he is okay, which he is. You see, this is why you need to keep yourself spotless all through life so it does not come back to bite you. Judge Kavanaugh is another David. He loves me with all his heart, but on the same hand, he does some things he knows in his heart that is wrong, and we all do this. The chapter of this book will close with a happy ending. And it did, Judge. This was on September the 29th, and it did. Judge Kavanaugh is now in the office, and somebody said yesterday, everything blows over, and this will blow over too. But in the meantime, you know, Judge Kavanaugh and his family have all gone under a lot of persecution, as long as the young lady, and I won't go into that. All right, so this is two other things you need to know. Wade versus Roe will be overturned. That's a given. I mean, God told me that months ago. I was walking down my hallway, and he just up and told me that, all right? And then he told me the president, and just the other day, he said the president will not be impeached, and he said, and he will serve two terms. So, and you can just take that to the bank, because that's what God said, all right? Right now, they're asking if Russia is preparing for war. Years ago, God spoke to me and said, Russia and China will attack the United States. You'll find that in my book that Brother Chris put together. We will go to war when, I don't know, but I do know that Russia is going to be the one to go to war with. So you know what, guys? You just have to know that you know that. You know, God will tell you all things if you would just surrender your whole self to him totally and completely. But if you're just going to play around, he's not going to. He's going to tell you everything's going to go on in your life. And I don't know about you, but I like to know what's going on in my life. I don't like to walk around in the dark wondering what's going to happen next. All right, let's go into a prophetic word by Kurt Landry. This is what he says. I am going to reposition. Well, this is a word from God. I'm going to reposition and realign this government. Plus Prophetic Words for the Nations is by Kurt Landry at Grove, Oklahoma. Lord, prepare our hearts for major change in our government. Lord, prepare our hearts to be able to trust you with things that we don't understand. Amen. I want to stop there. Has anybody really looked? I was telling this Chris Gore this yesterday. Have you really looked at President Donald Trump right now? You know, when he got into office, he looked a little bit drawn, you know, a little bit tight. But now the glory of God's all over his face. He's not like the other presidents where they were getting gray-haired and everything else. But the glory of God is over this man's face. You know he's from God. You people need to understand what is God and what is not God. But I look at him in amazement. He even looks younger now than he did when he first went into office. And I know that God's had me look at that. So what are you looking at? God will tell you what to look at. God will pinpoint the things he wants you to really see that will benefit you and others. Kirk goes on to say, I heard the Lord say, I'm going to reposition and realign this government. I'm the only one who knows the hearts of the men and women who are serving. In this season, don't speak against any of my children, right or left. For I will give salvation and a way out to each. They will either choose life or choose death. If they choose death, I will remove them from their position of authority. And he's talking about the government right now. He said a long time ago he's going to clean the government up, and this is what he's doing. There are some who have been held back as they are in the wrong position for the mantle that I'm releasing now. See that? Excuse me. There are some who have been held back as they are in the wrong position for the mantle that I am releasing now. See, so some of you that God has not yet released because you're not still in the right position that he wants you to be in. It's not that you're rebelling against God. He just has not brought you to that place yet. It's, you know, he's working things out and working around and about and doing things to get you to the place where he wants you to be. Some have been threatened to quit and retire early. I'm sorry, some have even threatened to quit and retire early. But I will visit them in the night hours with fresh anointings and fresh assignments. Just as a child is discouraged when he has special abilities and he is held back by a traditional system, I have those in my government who are special. You see this, guys? They're your special children who need to be raised up now. And I'm going to tell you right now, you guys in here, you are special children, and God needs to raise you up right now. So make sure that every day you're in the will of the Father and doing exactly what he's telling you to do, or you'll lose your mantle. Because now is the time that God is raising us up. And when he did the water tonight, I knew what he was telling me. And you know, guys, we are on a roll. And he's not going to stop that roll. If the roll stops in your life, then you have done something to come against the will of the Father. All right, so he said, I have those in my government who are special children who need to be raised up now. There are some who I will retire as well. They have served, and now they will be put on the side for the younger ones to rise up. The Lord says, pray for Trey Gowdy. For I am releasing a fresh mantle and a new anointing, and I will move him into a very strong position because he is my servant and he has my heart. Now, I didn't know who Trey Gowdy was. So Harold Watson, Trey Gowdy III, is born August 22nd, 1964, is an American attorney, politician, and former federal prosecutor serving as the U.S. representative for South Carolina's 4th Congressional District since 2011. His district includes much of this upstate region of South Carolina, including Greenville and Spartanburg. So that's who he is. And so God said, pray for him, because now God wants to use him mightily. Something must be going to go on down there in those places. And he needs this man prayed for, and he's raising him up to do whatever needs to be done there. All right, the Lord is changing the sound. The Lord showed me that every place where they have had Trump rallies, those places will become places of great public revival, as in the days of Billy Graham. Isn't that neat? The Lord says it will start in the first strike state in Evansville, Indiana. And is that where that revival is going on right now? Is that in Indiana? I was going to look it up and forgot. But anyhow, I'm going to change the sound of the Trump rallies. There are going to be people like Dr. Troy Daly who started the Trump rallies with prayer. But now these rallies will become evangelistic outreaches in 2020. They will go out in revival. They will become revival-driven governmental rallies to bring the righteous together to cleanse this nation. Excuse me. See how God's turning all the bad for his good? There will not be a separation of church and state. They will be righteous and righteous. Many will fight it as the religious will not like it. How many years ago did God tell us religion is out the window? It is now spirit calling to spirit. And I'm surprised at how many people still walk in a religious spirit. They will not let go of that thing. They're going to be standing on the sidelines, and they're not going to be able to get into the river. I am changing my sound. I will send a new sound and it will be holy. There will be healing, signs, and wonders. An evangelist who will actually go out before President Trump comes to speak. President Trump will take on more of a role as an event. Well, I'm going to go back. I am changing my sound. I will send a new sound and it will be holy. There will be healing, signs, and wonders. An evangelist who will actually go out before President Trump comes to speak. If you're an evangelist, you're going to find yourself on the road real quick like. God is going to start using you to go to places where President Trump will go. But you'll go first. And God's going to use you to raise up a people who will no longer come against, but it'll be a people who will agree with God. All right? So if you're an evangelist, get ready, because God has a great assignment for you. President Trump will take on more of a role as an evangelist than of a prophet, as he is doing now. I'm going to soften his heart and I'm going to anoint him. These rallies won't necessarily be Republican or Democrat. They will be kingdom rallies to raise up this nation. I'm excited to watch that happen. A turning of hearts and shifting of nations. The Lord says, I want you to receive this now because the atmosphere has shifted and has ever been since like this before. Let me read that again. A turning of our hearts and shifting of nations. The Lord says, I want you to receive this now because the atmosphere has shifted and nothing has ever been seen like this before. Leaders like Kim Jong-un will come to this nation, as Malachi chapter 4, 6 says, that the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the fathers. He, Kim Jong-un, will actually receive the Lord the next time he comes to the United States. He will accept the Lord in the White House because of the Father's love for President Donald J. Trump to raise up his nation, North Korea. And his nation and their resources. Now, I just want you to listen to this and then watch it. See, watch it play out. And his nation and their resources will not be squandered nor stolen by China, says the Lord. They will become part of a new economy that the Lord is raising up. Now, I want to stop there. I can't think of his name right there. He has an email, but he videotapes himself talking. I can't think of his name. I think you watch him all the time. I was upset with him the other day because he came against Judge Kavanaugh and said he shouldn't be nominated, be put into position. And I thought, look, I've listened to you off and on, but now I'm not going to listen to you at all because you're not hearing God if you're saying this to God's people who do follow him. Don't be upset with the readjustments of the trade. So what I'm saying is, I don't care how long you followed somebody. Listen to what they're saying and make sure what they're saying is accurate. And if it's not accurate, I would suggest you quit watching them because you don't want to listen to a mixed message. All right? You don't need to get any more messed up. You just got unmessed. You don't need to get remessed. All right, don't be upset with the readjustments of the trade deals. These trade deals are from me and not from your president, for I despise unbalanced scales. I despise bribes and tariffs. I'm going to balance the sheep nation's economy so that I can pour out more on them. Now, I don't understand all that. I've been reading that, but I don't understand it. But anyhow, God's taking care of it, all right? The Lord says, I will raise up new leadership in China. They will be raised up for the Mongolians have been praying for them in deep intercession. There has been deep intercession in Taiwan. There will be a shift, and that shift will come out of Taiwan. Taiwan will lead the Asia-Pacific Rim, that ring of fire. They will become an altar that will shift that region to stand and align with Israel. They will become like Tel Aviv. They will be a startup nation, and they will be equipped with power and with purpose. I told you, God told me years and years ago, watch what's going on overseas. That's where it's at. It's not in America. It's what's going on overseas. You can tell how close we are to the end times. And just all this stuff that's going on over there, we need to keep our eye upon it if you want to know what God's doing in the earth. The Lord says the nations of the earth need to see grace and they need to see compassion. The biggest test for grace and compassion over this nation will come when Iran needs our help. the help of the United States. They will need to cry out and ask us for help because there is a major earthquake coming. It will come in the area where they have their nuclear facilities. There will be a, I don't know what that is, nuclear-type disaster, and they will cry out for help. The only nations who will help them will be the United States and Israel. Isn't that awesome? Have you noticed it? The earthquakes and everything that are going on over there? God's doing that for purpose. He's getting things lined up. We are not to judge them, for the prayers of my saints in Iran have caused the earth to tremble. Don't underestimate what they have, for they have been underestimated. What Israel can't take care of, I can take care of easier through the shaking of this nation. The reason I was shaken is because of the anointing that is on Cyrus. The Medo-Persian Cyrus anointing is upon Donald J. Trump. In this shifting, I will give him the treasures and the hidden treasures that are in Iran. And there will be new trade deals that will be made with Saudi Arabia because I am shifting this nation into not being so codependent on oil. I am shifting you into other technologies for your own good and your own health. Isn't God awesome? He's taking care of us if we just will allow him to. The Lord says you are going to have to be flexible in this hour. Did you hear what he just said? You're going to have to be flexible in this hour. Just as this past week created great anxiety and pressure for many, what was exposed, I needed to expose so that my children would cry out for help. I will heal the Kavanaugh family, and I will even heal Mrs. Ford. Let those who have been falsely accusing or incorrectly accusing all come into light this week. And that happened, did it not? The Lord loves mercy. The Lord loves grace. If the United States is to be a superpower, it needs to be a superpower of mercy and grace. Her strength is in her economy and her military. The Lord says, but don't underestimate the strength of alignment with my word and with my covenant. For my word and my covenant are everlasting. Don't be short-sighted, says the Lord. For this life is but a vapor, and I am going to use this nation for the harvest of the world. The line of Judah will rest upon the United States of America. Awesome. It's awesome what God is doing. The reason I am having you put up boundaries is to protect the righteous. For I will bring the righteous into the nation and in through the proper channels. The protection of the borders is for the righteous. In order to keep the evil out, for my word has borders and my knowledge has borders, and your country needs borders, for it is not ill-gotten nor anti-immigration, it is anti-evil, says the Lord. You know, when President Trump started building that wall, I thought in Mexico, I thought, why is he doing that? But see, this is why God wants it done. And God made a way for it to happen. All right, so he said, nor anti-immigration, it is anti-evil, says the Lord. For I have called you to be a bright light, United States. I have waited many years for the line of Judah to rest upon this nation. For my prophetess, Lana Vaser, saw correctly. There is a Paul in the northeast. There is a Paul in the northwest. There is a Paul, that's P-A-W, in the southeast. And there is a Paul in the southwest. For my lion will rest upon this nation, for I have heard the cries of the righteous. God is going to protect us on all sides, at all times, as long as we stay in his will. And I'm talking about even your homes, you know, in your communities, you know, in your finances. If you're in God's perfect will, he's going to take care of you. And then this is what he says, Kurt Landry says, I will reverse Roe versus Wade. I will reverse the removal of prayer out of schools because I love my children more than you love your children. See, he's not only going to do the Roe versus Wade, but he's also going to put prayer back in schools. And if you young kids in here, if you would just stand your ground as a child of God and help God bring prayer back into school, it'll be done very easily. I will protect my children, and I will raise them up in righteousness, for I have blessed this nation. I will heal your land, and I will, in 2019, send my line of Judah into all the native tribes in America to visit them with the roar of the line of Judah that will heal them from all false identity and covenant-breaking robbery that has happened to them ever since they have been in this country. See what God's going to do? The Lord says, I will visit them in a unique way and restore them. And that sleeping giant, the Native American people that Dr. Billy Graham spoke about in Oklahoma City, you will see its great awakening, and it will happen in 2019. That's next year, in case you don't know. All right. Be diligent. He will exalt you in due season, the Lord says. Be diligent, watchman. What does it say? God says, be diligent. He will exalt you in due season. So don't try to get out there before your season. Be diligent, watchman. Be disciplined in fasting and prayer. Be humble, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I was so glad that Brother Brett brought out a part about anger this morning, because that's a big problem in the house of God, is that people are so angry. I've never seen so much anger as what I've seen lately. If you really watch people, the anger consumes them. I mean, it just, in their voice, you know, everything about them is transformed into one big old anger ball. And that's not right. Listen to me. Don't worry so much about draining the swamp as you're about. Now, listen to this. I thought this was sort of neat. Listen to me. Don't worry so much about draining the swamp as you're about restructuring over the swamp. For I will put pillars in their place. I build over the swamp so the swamp cannot touch those who walk on my pillars and my structures. For the swamp has its appointed day and appointed time, and it is not yet time for it to be removed. For I have my time and you have your time. For I always build over the top of anything that resists me when you surrender to me. I thought that was neat. Don't worry about them old devils that keep chasing you up around the corner all the time. God's building over top of them. Isn't that what he's saying? Times will be tough and battles will rage. Don't ask me to remove pressure from my herdsmen. Come on. Quit asking God to remove the pressure. Quit asking to quit removing those little thorn bushes that stick you all the time. Times will be tough and battles will rage. Don't ask me to remove pressure from my herdsmen, for they are those who will bring the lost to my house, says the Lord. Build your houses upon the rock. Build your houses high and lift it up, and I will exalt you in due season. Remember that your alignment is not on this earth, but from above. Trust me. I'm trying to get a message together about trusting God, because that's where God says a lot of the problem is. You are not trusting him to his fullest. Remember, I created the flames as well as the furnace. I use darkness and light. The darkness in this hour is what I use to highlight you as my light. So if you're living with a bunch of dark people, quit your complaining and just let your light shine, right? God taught me that a couple months ago. He said, what are you complaining about? Just let your light shine. I told you I would do everything else, but I need your light to shine. Instead of him just saying, God, get me out of this mess. God, use my light to straighten this mess up. You see? That's what I started doing, and guess what? Things started turning around. The darkness is in this hour is what I use to highlight you as my light. I will empower you with the greatest Shekinah glory and the greatest light that you have ever seen. It will even fall in the White House. There will be visitations. As tough as Donald J. Trump is, he will be overcome by the Holy Spirit, even on television. My fire will fall, and people will make comments that he is weak and unstable, but it will be the Holy Spirit, for I will operate in healing power and signs and wonders through his hand. As he firmly looks into the eyes of leaders, he will release the glory of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, there's that looking into the eyes thing. He's going to release glory, right? Of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give nations over to my kingdom through the shaking of that hand. Do you ever notice how people are making fun of his handshake? They've done that since. Why are they concentrating on his hand? Now I know why. There's an anointing in his hand to change things. That's awesome too, I think. All right, let me see here. Give nations of my kingdom through shaking of that hand. Lift him up. Stand in agreement. Be hopeful, for my word says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. That's in Proverbs 13:12. This is my time for the tree of life, says the Lord. This is my window of time. Winter is over in the spirit. Spring is here at last. And God just told me that a couple weeks ago. He said, winter's over, little one. Winter's over. Can you believe that winter is over? You have to believe that it's over, or you're not going to receive that. You're going to be still muddling around out there in the dark. Then he has a prayer here. Lord, I remove all fear, hopelessness, shame, and anger that was released from hell over the United States this past week. I thank you that the righteous cannot be stopped, and I will not fear to walk in righteousness. My past is under the blood of Jesus. I am the forgiven of the Lord. My past indiscretions have been removed by the blood of Jesus. They have been blown by the wind of the Spirit as far as the east is from the west and north is from the south. I do not walk in fear of accusations, for the accuser of the brethren cannot accuse me because I am a co-heir with Christ. I am redeemed. We seal it in Yeshua's name. And you know, as I was watching Judge Kavanaugh and what was going on, God said he's like Paul. You know, Paul was persecuting the Christians. He was killing them and doing all manner of evil. And then God got a hold of him. Then he just did the opposite. Then he was, you know, walking with God in righteousness, and he was saving the Christians. And he was persecuted because he was doing right. In the same way with Judge Kavanaugh. Yes, he made his mistakes as a young. Oh, you guys know that you all were strung out when you was really young. You know, but I mean, you did things you would never even think would affect you later on in life. Men just do that for some reason. I think some women do too. And this is what Judge Kavanaugh was doing. He was in college, you know, and things were happening. And I don't condone any of that, but then I'm not condemning it either. Because the United States was starting to go downhill. And God wasn't being brought into the picture. And this is what happens whenever you leave God out of the broader spectrum of life. But I want each one of you in here tonight to understand one thing. God has always been and still is in control. He's in control of your life as long as you let him. He's in control of everything that's going on in the government. You know, when the other president was in, God said he didn't want him in there, but the people did. They wanted a king, so he gave him a king. And he said, and you can watch what a king is going to do for the United States, and you saw what happened. And so now he wanted President Donald Trump in there. President Donald Trump's in there, and he's doing good, but everybody's coming against him. Nobody came against the other president, did they? And they still want him to take a third term. The United States has not yet learned their lesson, and I hope that God doesn't have to do anything drastic for it to get our attention. I really do. But putting the United States aside, what is he doing in your life? Has he gotten your attention in your life, in your walk with him? And don't walk in self-deception. Be honest with yourself in everything. And if you're wrong, admit you're wrong and repent and go on with God. And don't go back and do that sin over again. He's not trying. He is raising up a new standard in his house. I mean, it's still the same standard, but we've had done away with his standard. Now he's not trying. He is raising up a new standard. That standard is holiness and righteousness. He's raising up strong people. And as I see different people coming on the email, they're young people that I've never seen or heard of before, and they're on fire for God. And God's really using them in a powerful way with messages and prophetic words. So if you're watching that, you can see where God is doing exactly what he said. He's going to use a younger generation now, and the older generation that wouldn't line up with him in holiness and righteousness, he's taken their mantles away from them and given the mantles to the younger people. So are you going to be one of those that's going to receive one of those mantles? It's totally up to you. Only you can answer that question. You have to be letting. You have to allow God to change you and rearrange you. And you know, and I don't think you need to be so concerned about how many friends you have. I think you need to be concerned of how close do you walk with God. You know, your friends will deceive you. The friends will leave you, but God won't. He won't deceive you, and he won't leave you. And he will tell you the truth, where your friends sometimes will tell you exactly what you want to hear. This friend won't. I'm not going to stand before that. That really scares me when it says in the Bible that if I don't tell you the truth, and I'm going to stand before God and be judged for what happened to you. I'm not going there. I'm not going to hell because I was afraid to tell you the truth. And this is the way you have to be too. You have to be strong, and you have to know that if you don't tell the person the truth, then you're going to be held accountable for that on Judgment Day. Where do you want to spend eternity? In hell or in heaven? That's totally up to you. How close are you walking with God? Do you understand you people are really strong people, that the ones that come in here all the time? You're strong people. If you think about it, you're stronger today than you were a year ago. You know more today than you did a year ago. And God's using you today like you never thought he'd ever use you. You never even thought he could use you in a manner that he's using you. I mean, if you're really honest about it and really look, this is where you're at. And so if you're that far, how far do you think God's really going to take you? He's going to take you all the way. He really is. Ask him to strengthen you. And the enemy's just trying to take you out right now before the glory truly drops, because he knows that you're shaking hell already. And he knows that if he can get you before the glory drops, then he doesn't have to worry about you anymore. I was reading last night where it said, the reason why God will let some sinners sail through life and just really be blessed, 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 is because he knows that if he takes their blessings away, that they'll receive Christ and just shake hell all apart, because he knows they're strong people. And I believe that, because you see sinners, you know, they're really blessed and getting away with everything, but the devil doesn't want them not to, because he doesn't want them tearing his kingdom apart. But we're a little bit different. Because God is shaking us. And, you know, we're not being blessed, blessed, blessed. You know, like financially, I'm talking about, we are blessed in every other way. But we're not blessed financially. But you know what? I read all the time where Jesus walked everywhere. He didn't even have a home. He didn't have a pillow to lay his head on. And the prophets did the same thing. But then I read where people built the prophets' homes. When they came into their town, they had some place to live. So, you know, you have to look at everything that's going on in the Bible and apply it to yourself. If God took care of his prophets and took care of Jesus in the Word, then he's going to take care of you the very same way. Everybody was excited when Jesus coming down, come live with me, come eat supper with me, you know. So he didn't have to worry about anything. He just went about the Father's business. So why are we not about the Father's business and not concerned about the things of this world? Ask yourself that. Why am I so concerned about my needs and my wants? And why am I not more concerned about what God wants to do or desires to do through me? I heard him say desires to do. Now, are you all ready to be strong pillars that others can run into? All right. Well, Father, I thank you tonight and I praise you. And my children, I am preparing you for one of the greatest moves in my kingdom. I am preparing you for one of the greatest harvests in my kingdom. I am preparing you to receive my glory in all of its fullness. A weak vessel cannot carry my glory. A clouded vessel cannot carry my glory. And I have been shining my light upon you to remove all darkness that has been in you. I have been shining my light to clean you up and to bring you forth so that you will be the strong towers that I need in this hour. There won't be many who will give all to me, but there will be enough. I have been purging each and every one of you, and I have been bringing you forth in my might and in my power. You have come to a place in my kingdom where you have to decide, I'm going to stay right here and I'm not going back, not one step. And when you make the decision to stay with me, all hell will tremble, but all heaven will shout. Because my children, I will then place an anointing upon you that will destroy every yoke, every burden. Everything that is not of me will be broken off the people as you walk into their presence. You will see people being slain in the spirit as you walk down the sidewalks. You will see people being slain in the spirit and healed as you go into grocery stores. And this is the hour, and this is the dispensation of time, that you will walk in the hospitals and empty out the hospitals. I'm telling you, my people, this is your hour to shine like never before. This is your hour to make an impact upon a lost and a dying world. Will you come to me tonight? Will you come to me and allow me to cleanse the last tiny bit of filth that still remains? Will you come and let me drench you with my spirit and wash you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet with my healing oil so that I can send you forth to do the great and the mighty works that I need to be have accomplished right now. Right now I need this to be done. Oh, how the heathen are raging right now. The heathen think that they have my church, but my church is rising all over this world. My church is rising. They are raising up themselves into a new place in me. And the enemy is fit to be tied. He knows that his time is short. And my children, do not pay attention to him, but listen to me. Feel my anointing flow through you, and then just move in me. I am able, I am more than able to bring you forth in might and in power. Each and every second of each and every day, you will never need to wonder, do I have enough strength? Will God show up? Because I will go with you. I will go with you to the four corners of the earth. I will go with you wherever you go. And I will accomplish through you what needs to be accomplished. Get ready for the greatest move this nation has ever seen. So tonight, the altar call is God wants you to come forth, and he wants to touch you and just remove any remaining darkness that might be in you tonight. Because as he was speaking, I could see in the spirit realm, you people in here tonight are turning into bright, bright lights. God is removing every bit of darkness that is in you, every bit.